begin our call this morning with the head coach of the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Good morning, Rob. What's going on?
Not too much. Not the Saturday I know you were hoping for down in Philadelphia last Saturday, a 31-0 loss to the Wildcats, and obviously turnover is a big part of that. After looking at the film, what was your analysis and breakdown of what happened?
Yeah, I think, you know, I told the team after the game, you know, I was probably the most embarrassed that I've been in my coaching career. I know I'm a young guy, but that was, they kicked our you-know-what the whole game. You know, I thought we had a good week of preparation, went down there, felt good about it, and, you know, they took everything away from us, and then they, you know, giving them all the credit, they're extremely well coached. The injuries didn't matter whatsoever for them. They out-competed us, and, you know, we got to go back and see how we can get better. But I know we can play better, and that'll be the goal this week. We have a tough opponent coming up here. You know, we get back home. So just very humbling for myself as a coach, for us as a team. You know, kind of get our priorities straight as of yesterday and move forward here and try and get back to winning.
Got a media question in queue for you, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with Bangor Daily News.
Hi, Joe.
Yep.
Hi, Joe. Three-part question. Number one, the quarterback situation. You replace Ferguson with Staver. Who's going to take snaps on Saturday? Just an injury update, and I know DeAndre Scott got dinged up, and then how do you go about, you know, 0-3 in the conference? I mean, a long uphill struggle. How do you address a team and basically in the situation you're in and trying to win out to get in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think the first part, obviously, you know, it just wasn't Ferg's day. That's the reason I took him out. He'll start against Rhode Island, so that's not a question there. I've already settled that. Just wasn't his day, so I had to get him out of there before he caused any more damage. You know, DeAndre actually didn't travel with us. He didn't play. He's still recovering from that concussion he got against James Madison, so we'll evaluate that this week. And then, obviously, you know, I can't even begin to think about the playoffs at all. I mean, that hasn't even crossed my mind. We need to get back to playing Maine football and win, and it's just about this week, and that's really all it's about. Our kids can't handle thinking too far ahead, neither can our staff, so we're going to take it one game at a time.
Thank you.
Joe, when you go back and look at that film, especially the rash of turnovers that happened in the second quarter there, was it stuff that Villanova did, or did you feel like maybe some of the rust of those bye weeks caught up with you?
No excuses there. I think, you know, you got to be ready to play. Football throws a lot of things at you. So, you know, I've been asked that question. I think it was just probably a combination of both. You know, obviously it's 7-0. We're driving down. We got a good drive going. We're doing some Wildcat stuff with Drew. That was good to us in the beginning. You know, we're going in, and we got the ball, I think, the 3 or 4 yard line. I think there's about 8 minutes left in the second quarter. It's 7-0. Do we score or not there? I don't know. But it's looking like it's going to be a 7-7 game from the way we're moving the ball. And obviously, we fumble the ball on the 1 yard line. They pick it up, and they go 99 yards. It's a 14-point swing. We never recovered from that. Our guys folded. You know, we folded as a team. We never recovered from that, which wasn't great to see. And then obviously the other turnovers, you know, I thought Ferg on first and second down threw the ball pretty well. I don't think he, you know, got overwhelmed at all. I think on third down, though, he really struggled with some of the looks. You know, we're just trying to figure out, you know, we give him a lot of the same looks in practice during the week. And we obviously have to switch stuff up, do some things differently in practice to make sure that he's seeing what he has to see. But, you know, obviously the interceptions were brutal after the fumble turnover. But I really felt like that fumble on the 1 yard line, the 99-yard fumble recovery, we just never recovered, and we didn't do a good job facing adversity in that game at all.
What makes that Villanova defense so tough year in and year out? I mean, they were number one in the nation last year, and they lose a second round NFL draft pick in Tano and Calitro and some others, and lose Rob Roll, and yet year after year, they're able to continually to be one of the top defenses in FCS.
Yeah, I think it all starts with they have a system that the kids believe in, the staff believes in it, and they executed very, very well. There's a lot of pressure looks from different spots. You know, I thought we did a good job for the most part picking that stuff up, to be honest, offensive line-wise. But you know, it's just a mix of the looks, guys here, guys dropping down, guys back, and unfortunately when the one guy that you need to see it doesn't see it, it's not going to be good for your football team. So, but, you know, give them credit. You know, I know we can play better. I truly believe that, but there's a reason why we didn't play well, and that's because of them. They're extremely well coached. Their kids didn't, you know, waver from any of the injuries they've had because they've had a ton. And it just shows you what type of program they have and the system that they have on both sides of the ball. It's an X guy in mentality, and it's impressive to see.
We're here with Maine head coach Joe Harris-Simiak. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. On the bright side for you guys, and I know there probably wasn't a lot in your mind after the way that game went, but your defense did hold Villanova to 219 yards in that game. What did you do well on that side of the ball?
You know, I thought we, for the most part, we were executing pretty well. You know, a lot of that yardage stuff obviously has to do with all of our turnovers. They got the ball only on the, you know, across the 50 every time. So I know we have to still play better defensively. You know, they only ran 55 plays. So again, I was okay with the way we played. It's just we got to be better discipline wise. We're just not you know, executing the way we can. We have a good week of practice, we feel like, and execute, and then we just don't go out there and do it on Saturday. So we're just trying to reevaluate some things, and it's time for a change with some of the things we do. You know, we're off to a bad start, but we got to just take it one game at a time, battle back. I know we're a better football team, but again, I think the yardage stuff sometimes can get kind of blurry both ways, but I think a lot of that had to do with you know, obviously them not having the field to drive, but I do think we played well, and I do think we played our execution was pretty good. And you know, obviously they only passed the ball 8 times because they really didn't need to do anything else with it.
Which maybe makes one thing I was going to ask you about was your defensive front, because you guys did have 5 sacks in that game, which, as you mentioned, when they don't throw it that many times, you obviously are able to get some pressure with Whitaker and Oregon especially. You know, just talk about how those guys played up front.
Yeah, those guys are playing well. You know, I think they have extremely high motor, each of those guys, and you know, they come to play every week. And you know, I thought we did a good job on a lot of their nakeds and stuff, which a couple of those sacks came off. I thought we were keyed into the right things, and Witt made some good plays, and obviously Oregon has a motor, and he made some nice ones too. So it's just about putting the whole thing together now, you know, as a group and as a team. You know, everyone's got to put the team first, and we got to you know, battle back here, because we got an opponent coming in that is hungry off a bye week, and you know, they're going to be ready to win. So we better be ready, coming off a very disappointing performance.
Got another media question in queue. If you'll get that forward, Foss.
You have a question from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Vanguard Daily News.
Joe, how do you get the running game? What happened with the running game? And then just, if you would, just tell us a little about Rhode Island. Obviously, much improved over a year ago.
You know, obviously, I think we got to be better, you know, seeing some things, the way we want to run some things from the running back position. I thought we were a little hesitant on Saturday, but also we have to block some things better as well. But it's a challenge against that group. They're number one in the league in rushing defense, so
yep.
It's a challenge there. We just got to be better. We, as coaches, as players, we'll come up with something that you know, we can do this week that we think can be effective. But overall, we just didn't execute very well. But again, at the same time, that's because of, you know, they did a nice job with some, a lot of the things they did. And then as far as Rhode Island, I mean, their wideouts are scary good. I really believe that. You know, Parker is a kid that we recruited and offered. I mean, and we actually offered him as a linebacker, you know, when we saw him down at the camp. So he's extremely good. I mean, they touch the ball, they can all go. Him, Coulter, you know, they all go. You know, 18's a good player too. 3's been there a while. They just have a lot of weapons that we got to make sure we step up and really do a good job against. And then obviously I think their defense is playing well. You know, they have a lot of energy doing some different things scheme-wise, and we just got to be ready to go. We just got to be ready to play because, you know, Rhode Island has always played us tough, and it's not like, you know, every game, I think for the last 3 years, has been within a touchdown late. And we've just made the play probably to win the game, and they haven't, and that's the only difference between us two programs right now, and that's it. So we better be ready to play, or we're going to get our you-know-what kicked.
All right, Joe, thanks as always for the time this morning, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, thanks, Rob. Have a good day.
All right.